Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Me and our Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joins the show, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. I know the way that the game ended for Falcons fans on Monday night certainly made it better. Mark, how are you?
What up?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Outstanding.
Awesome. Awesome. A hell of a lot better than we would have been doing if Saquon Barkley would have caught that ball. How do you think the national perception of the Falcons changed in that final drive on Monday night?
Well, I mean, obviously when you get a win and Kirk Cousins looks the way Kirk Cousins does and, you know, some of your weapons actually produce, then all of a sudden I think it changes a little bit of the narrative, right? I mean, part of going into that game was Kirk Cousins didn't look healthy in week one. He only played one play under center. Like there was a lot of things that, you know, the Falcons kind of denied, but you know, the proof is kind of in the pudding. What you saw was a guy that had always spent a majority of time under center, you know, and run the hard play action and all that stuff, and that offense just didn't look the same. And so Monday night, it definitely looked like kind of more of a Kirk Cousins offense. And then leaning into what that offensive line does well, I will just tell you, having done a bunch of Atlanta games last year, they are great when they're allowed to come off the ball and hunt. They are a great group. Not a good group, but a great group. But if they have to sit back and pass, bro, they're challenged. They don't do that as well. I'm not saying they can't do it, but you have to give them the opportunity to really come off the ball, run the ball, run the play action stuff, and that helps them in pass pro. But if they just have to sit back and throw it 40 whatever times, they'll break apart a little bit. So I like the kind of the style with which they played. I like the way they did it. And then, of course, that final drive was big time. And you can nitpick at it, like Vic Fangio all of a sudden gets out of doing what he's doing and just playing kind of a prevent, giving up yards for time on the clock, which has never made any sense to me. But Vic Fangio was the head coach in Denver for several years, and you know, I've been living in Denver for the last 20 whatever years, and I saw that happen at least four or five times over the course of 2 years, and they didn't win a whole lot of games under his tenure in Denver. So I've seen that play out far too often.
I know that you're offensive lineman, and going back to with something you said, because it's always hard to when I'm trying to explain it, because only thing I can ever say when a team goes into that type of defense, they don't want to give up the big play. But giving up three little plays can add up to that one big play, though.
Correct, yeah. They don't want to give one, you know, 80-yard touchdown over the top. But I was like, you haven't given it up all day long. Why all of a sudden do you think you're going to give it up now?
Right.
And then give it up, you know, you think about how defensive coordinators talk about, or offensive coordinators talk about what an explosive play, a 20-plus yard pass, what it equates to. And essentially, you know, there's a figure that goes around in NFL parlance or NFL meetings where each explosive is worth just shy of 3 points. So you give up a 20-yard pass and the odds are that's worth a 3-point play essentially. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to give up 3 points anytime you give up an explosive pass. And in that last series, they gave up, I think, a 21-yarder and a 26-yarder. Well, what do you think is going to happen?
Right.
They're going to score. They're going to score points off of that. So it just was one of those things where you kind of scratch your head and go, what are you guys doing? Good for Atlanta, you know, but again, Philly botched that whole last series anyhow, which, you know, they're kind of want to do. So, anyhow, it was fun, though. It was fun to watch it end that way. And I was glad to see Kirk play well towards the end of that game, and glad to see him play great in that final drive.
Yeah, no doubt. From that on Monday night to now home against the Chiefs on Sunday night, back-to-back national TV game, something Falcons haven't had in a while. What do you make of the Chiefs so far? I know they're 2-0, a couple really close games. Maybe Mahomes not his best last week. What do you make of what you've seen from them thus far?
Well, you know, they're always gonna present a challenge from a coaching standpoint. Isaiah Pacheco is a big loss for them because starting last year, they really leaned into Isaiah Pacheco, and he runs so hard, and he's just such a tough tackle. And he sets up, you know, a lot of the play action stuff that they want to do. And so that's a huge, huge loss. But of course, they're so good on the coaching front with Andy Reid, what they do offensively, obviously with Mahomes' ability to execute just about anything. And then defensively, I think they're great on the other side of the ball with Spagnuolo. So, like, they're really well coached. And you know, you always think of Isaiah Pacheco is really going to hurt them, but in the long run, you know, they'll find a way to overcome it, and they'll find a way to, you know, to work around it. I keep thinking that, you know, what's going to be the next player? Like last year, they couldn't catch the ball, and they didn't have a receiver that developed until later on with Rashee Rice, and you keep thinking, well, that's going to derail them, but it doesn't. You know, nothing seems to derail them. And, you know, you look back to that game last week against Cincinnati, you know, it's almost like your whole strategy has to be, you know, Patrick Mahomes cannot get the ball last.
Yep.
Like, we have to get the ball last. I don't know how you work that out, but if you give him the ball last with, you know, 7 or less points, he's going to score.
Yep.
It's just, he's going to put a drive together that scores, and that's all they do. And they've got such unbelievable confidence in their ability to do that. It is, you know, it's a really tall task to beat those guys.
Which team is more surprising for the NFC South being 2-0, the Saints or the Buccaneers? Because both of them coming off of big road wins, one in Dallas and one in Detroit.
You know, I think probably the Bucs went to the playoffs last year. Everybody in that division was neck and neck last year, them, Atlanta, and the Saints. But I think the way the Saints have done it has probably been more surprising. I mean, they just have come out and absolutely throttled teams. And I called their first game of the season. It was against Carolina. And I was like, damn, this is a damn good team. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, they played Carolina. And last week on, you know, my show Breakfast Ball here in New York, you know, I told these guys, listen, man, the Saints are going to go into Dallas and they'll win that game. And they're like, oh, no, Dallas beat Cleveland and blah, blah, you know. But they control line of scrimmage, man. They beat you up. And I think the thing that most people don't understand is that Derek Carr's favorite offense was when he was with the Raiders and John Gruden, that West Coast, that Gary Kubiak style of offense, that Mike Shanahan style of offense. And that's exactly what Clint Kubiak runs. And they put that in, but one of the things they have changed is they have taken a bunch of the checks and the, you know, alternative plays and the, you know, can it situations, and they've taken them out of the offense. So with Clint Kubiak, and there's a guy by the name of Rick Dennison there, was a coach in Denver when I was in Denver, and he became a really outstanding offensive line coach and run game coordinator, and he's kind of a major consultant for them right now. But he is a big believer in, you know, good against everything plays, tank plays we call them, call it and run it plays, whatever you want to call it. Mm. And so he's one of those guys that just is like, let's take this off the quarterback's plate. This run or this pass is good against, hey, they can play cover 4, they can play cover 2, they can play 3, they can play 1, they can play 6, they can play 9. Doesn't matter. It's good against everything. Or this run, hey, man, they can sink a strong safety down. They can run a free safety in the box. It doesn't matter. We're good on every look we get, regardless, overs, unders, you know, even fronts. We're good at every look. And so that is what we call a breather play for the quarterback. So the quarterback just walks up the line of scrimmage. He goes, set up, and hikes the ball, right?
Right.
And he didn't have to think about, hey, man, I got to get it over. I got to go over to a different front. Or, you know, I've got to run to the bubble. I got to run away from the safety or what. He doesn't have to think. He just – so if you can give him 15, 17 times a game, you run 65 plays. Well, there's 50 plays where he's going to have to, you know, do the mental machinations of what I got to call, how I got to get out of this, what I've got to do. But if you can give him 15 plays off, Like, that's valuable for a quarterback. And so they do that really well for Derek Carr, and man, he is playing lights out. And I'm telling you, having talked to him and sat with him in a room, he loves the offense, and he feels really good about what they're doing. And Kamara loves it as well, as you can witness by the way he's playing.
It looks like it. Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can find Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Add the extra deliciousness and flavor to your game day dishes this football season. I know you had mentioned that you did the Saints-Panthers game week one. What do you make of the way that they're handling Bryce Young and the quarterback situation in Carolina?
He can't play. I mean, what do you want? Like, at this point, he is so bad that he may be ruined forever if you just keep him out there playing. So he didn't go into a good situation.
Yeah,
Carolina's a mess. I think the ownership is a mess. Mm-hmm. But remember, they gave him Dave Canales, who was, part of the kind of resurrection of Geno Smith 2 years ago. Uh-huh. And then the resurrection of Baker Mayfield last year as his OC in Tampa. And, he was the quarterback coach in Seattle when Geno Smith came out after the Russell Wilson left and went to Denver and played exceptionally well. So they figured that Canales could kind of whisper, this guy back into existence. And he's been through all the OTAs, through all the minicamps. When I hear people come out and say, it's not your fault. At what point is it your fault? At what point do you just stink? At what point do you not understand? At what point are you too little? At some point, doesn't he have to have some responsibility in the fact that they have stunk? And so you went through all the OTAs, all the minicamps. You went through training camp. You went through the first two games. The very first throw you made of the 2024 season, I'm calling the game, it went directly to a Saint. I'm like, are you sure you're not colorblind? Are you sure you're right-handed? I started going through the checklist, right? Like, maybe you're not right-handed. Maybe you just are having it. I mean, it's bad. And so at some point, something's got to be your fault.
Yeah.
Real quick, Steve, we got about a minute left, but I got to get your thought process on the game you called last week. What a blank show. Seven field goals wins a game, three touchdowns, loses a game, kicker gets hurt. What was the thought process? Because we knew you had called that game last week.
Yeah, I mean, for a blank show, it was a great game. it really was, man. Both teams ran the ball hard. They played their butts off. Daniel Jones actually played really well. The connection between he and Malik Nabers was phenomenal right up until it wasn't, when Malik Nabers on a fourth down dropped an easy one and gave the Commanders a chance to come back and drive the length of the field. Listen, man, they drove up and down the field, but every time they got into the red zone, somebody jumped off sides. It was unbelievable. Nobody could hold their water, so they had four trips inside the red zone. They had four offside penalties in the red zone that stopped all four of their drives, which was, it's just crazy. But, I think the young quarterback in Jaden Daniels is a really good player. Like, those two, like, Giants, everybody's just will sit there and say, hey, Daniel Jones stinks, and
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This, that, and the other. Listen, like he's really good at several things. Like, really good at the zone read stuff, running the football. He's good when he gets outside the pocket. Like, instead of worrying about what he's not or trying to make him something that he isn't, like, this is a societal issue. Like, don't try to become something you're not. Lean into what you are. And our desire to look at what somebody is and see all the positive attributes that he has and goes, yeah, but, you know, he's not this. And then all you focus on is what he's not and trying to make him into something that he's not. Like, Daniel Jones can win football games if you play him the right way. And so I just don't understand that. Like, hey, man, he's probably never going to be the most efficient, you know, in the pocket drop back quarterback. Okay, let's find a way to win without doing that, without living in that world. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
No, that's just good, solid life advice, too.
Hell yeah.
Which we appreciate. It's football and it's life with Mark Schlereth every Wednesday. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider, every single Wednesday at 1:20. Don't try to be something you're not, Randy. You got to be happy with yourself and embrace it.
If that isn't a storyteller, you know, or a caption that's over my head.
Nothing is a bigger thief of joy than comparison.
Dude, you were on one today with these quotes, bro.
And I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I'm about to turn 40. I'm trying to feel good. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts.
You own one.
Yeah, I could be a motivational speaker. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. I've listened to that podcast, too. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.